This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, April 19th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. That British evangelist, arrested last year at the Uxbridge tube station for preaching from Genesis 1, verse 27, has been exonerated. The Uxbridge Magistrates Court cleared Pastor John Sherwood of so-called hate speech charges, reports the Conservative Woman website. Praise God, the trial proceedings were packed and much scripture was quoted. Pastor Sherwood was determined to impress upon the prosecution that everything that he ever preaches upon is grounded in the final authority of God's Word, the Bible. Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13 speaks of the power of the Word of God. It is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. A head teacher of an Eastern Ugandan Muslim school, who converted to Christianity, subsequently lost his job and suffered persecution at the hands of his co-workers. After they heard Yusufu Mwanji of the Bugiri district praying like a Christian on April 2nd, they attacked him, giving him third-degree burns, reports Morningstar News. Sadly, two of Mwanji's children remain at the Muslim school, where, along with others, they are memorizing extensive passages of the Quran. He has six children between the ages of 5 and 20. After Lisa Miller, who converted to Christianity, left an unbiblical lesbian relationship, she decided to take her natural daughter, Isabella, conceived through artificial insemination, to an undisclosed country to protect her from the lesbian influence of her former partner. Indeed, despite the fact that Miller accused the lesbian woman, Janet Jenkins, of sexually abusing the child, Jenkins was assigned visitation rights by a Vermont court, reports Christian Headlines. When Miller defied the order of the Vermont court and denied Jenkins visitation, the court awarded Jenkins primary custody of Isabella. That's when, in 2009, Miller fled the United States with Isabella, who was, by then, 7 years old. With the help of a Mennonite pastor, they first crossed the border into Canada and then made their way to Nicaragua. Two Mennonite pastors and a Christian businessman, Philip Zodiades, have served prison time for years over the rescue of the child. Upon the child's turning 18 years of age, the mother, Lisa Miller, turned herself in to authorities in the United States and will be sentenced on June 9th. Presumably, the mother's sentencing will amount to 12 to 18 months of prison time, dated from June 24th, 2021, when she turned herself into authorities. The extended saga of Christian persecution is now finally drawing to a close. For more information on this story, read the appeal at 419fund.com. Revelation 19, verses 1 and 2 assures us of God's perfect judgments. After these things, I heard a loud voice of the great multitude in heaven, saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. After the Biden administration extended the airline mask mandate to May 3rd, a U.S. district judge has vacated the order, sending it back to the CDC for, quote, further proceedings, end quote. Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, appointed by former President Donald Trump, argued that the recent regulation, quote, exceeded the statutory authority of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, end quote. So far, United Airlines, American Airlines, Southwest, Alaska, and JetBlue have announced they will no longer require masks on domestic flights, according to Fox Business. Commodity prices are on the rise. Natural gas prices are up 75% since last month. Corn prices are up 25%. Lumber prices are still upwards of 2.5 times what they were before the pandemic, at $914 per 1,000 board feet. Meanwhile, stocks and cryptocurrency continue wild swings in unstable markets. Gold has settled out at $1,978 per ounce, and silver at $25.84 per ounce, reports Kitco.com. The median CEO compensation increased by a whopping 31% in 2021, settling in around $20 million, reports Equilar.com. The highest paid CEO in the country was Intel's president at $178 million, with Apple's president, Tim Cook, taking second place at $99 million for the year. By contrast, median worker compensation increased by only 4% last year. That's still well below the year-over-year consumer price index of 8%. In God's providence, Donald Trump is still holding his own in popularity among Republicans. A new Morning Consult Politico survey puts the former president ahead of the pack, with 56% of Republican voters saying they would vote for Trump in a hypothetical 2024 presidential primary. Plus, his popularity has risen in North Carolina and Pennsylvania since January of 2021. And finally, Democratic voters appear far more disillusioned with their leading candidates. A YouGov poll finds only 21% of Democratic-leaning voters going for the incumbent. That's barely ahead of the second-place runner-up. Nobody. 18% of Democratic voters are, quote, not sure who we would vote for, end quote, and 14% might support Vice President Kamala Harris or Vermont Democrat Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.